Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. We're going to talk about the skill of happy and why your idea of happy or what you think is going to make you happy is probably flawed. It might even be completely backward. Most people have a very wrong idea about what happiness is and how to get it. And they go about it the wrong way. They go about chasing the wrong things, and then they get the very thing, and then they sit there and they say, why aren't I happy now? And then it creates an existential crisis, and then they go on to the next thing, and it's this never-ending, perpetual, you could say, treadmill of chasing external validation or result or happiness over and over and over again and not actually getting it. And so basically just running on a treadmill with a carrot in front of you. We're going to use a reference book here, one of my favorite books, The Almanac of Naval Ravikant. You can get that for free on Google. I got on Kindle. I got a bunch of copies of it because it's always useful and I'm always highlighting it. So let's look at what he says right here. So today, I believe happiness is really a default state. Happiness is there when you remove the sense of something missing in your life. We are highly judgmental survival and replication machines. We constantly walk around thinking, I need this or I need that, trapped in the web of desires. Now, keep in mind, this is what kept our ancestors thriving in the wild. Like, this is built into our biology. In the world today, though, we need to learn how to silence these thoughts and feelings and desires because we live in an environment where we have all the base desires taken care of. And the more we obsess about them, we get into this dopamine-driven, pleasure-driven, just always more and more and more. And it basically makes us miserable. That's what happens. Happiness is a state when nothing is missing. When nothing is missing, your mind shuts down and stops running into the past or future to regret something or to plan for something. In that absence, for a moment, you have internal silence. When you have internal silence, then you are content and you are happy. Feel free to disagree. Again, it's different for everybody. Now, that's his version of happiness. And there's a lot of different definitions of this. Some people want to have deep, meaningful relationships. Some want to have a flow state through their art or through extreme sports. Some just don't want to be stressed out and want to kind of walk in nature every day and have a slow, simple, and contemplative life. One thing is for certain, though. You can't have happiness if you're constantly distracted, constantly living in the past or the future, and not focusing on the moment. So this is definitely a first principle of happiness. So the second part here is, people mistakenly believe happiness is just about positive thoughts or actions and positive actions. The more I've read, the more I've learned, and the more I've experienced, because I've verified for myself, every positive thought essentially holds within it a negative thought. It is a contrast to something negative. The Tao Te Ching says this more accurately than I ever could, but it's all duality and polarity. If I say I'm happy, that means I was sad at some point, or I'm comparing my current state to a negative state. If I say he's attractive, then somebody else is unattractive. Every positive thought even has a seed of a negative thought within it and vice versa, which is why a lot of greatness in life comes out of suffering. You have to view the negative before you can aspire to and appreciate the positive. To me, happiness is not about positive thoughts. It's not about negative thoughts. It's about the absence of desire, especially the absence of desire for external things. The fewer desires I can have, the more I can accept the current state of things, the less my mind is moving, because the mind really exists in motion towards the future or the past. The more present I am, the happier and more content I will be. If I latch onto a feeling, if I say, oh, I'm happy now, and I want to stay happy, then I'm going to drop out of happiness. It's that kind of thing. It's that push and pull where the very thing you try to reach out for eludes you. It's kind of action through inaction, wu wei. Now, suddenly the mind is moving. I'm trying to attach to something. He's saying, like, I'm being worried about my happiness now and what it's doing. It's actually removing me from the happy state. And then I'm looking at it, shining a spotlight on it. And then as a result of doing that, I'm actually pushing it away and I'm getting into fear mode or worry about when it's going to end or what after, etc. It's trying to create a permanent situation out of a temporary situation. Happiness to me is mainly not suffering, not desiring, not thinking too much about the future or the past, really embracing the present moment and the reality of what is and the way it is. So this does pretty much sum up happiness in a nutshell. How to get here, though, very hard. This is, you know, esoteric and maybe vague. Some of these ideas or the words he's using might not really resonate with you, or you might have to unpack them, figure them out for yourself, define them for yourself. But fundamentally, by removing desire, which is a base primal need for humans to help us get out there and procreate, find food, resources, shelter, etc. Like, this is what Mother Nature programmed into humans to make sure we were surviving and, as he says, replicating machines. So to silence that, to reduce that desire muscle, that urge that is built into us, because we have to in a modern environment, because a modern environment is a mismatch from our natural wild environment. What this does is we get bored and we get discontent and we worry and we get anxious and we attach so much of our value of ourselves based on what other people think about us or what we think that we should have compared to someone else. We get into the comparison trap. We get into the grass is greener syndrome. We worry about what our bosses, our coworkers, our friends, our family, our partners, we get insecure. We just end up focusing and desiring on all the wrong things. And what that does, as he's saying here, is it removes us from the moment. When you remove yourself from the moment, I mean, Buddha, that's what he says, is basically suffering. You're obsessing over the past or the future. And if you're in the moment, you're not suffering. So if your mind is going to something that you want or something that's going to come later or something you're worried about that may happen, may not have happened, something that has already happened, you're removing yourself from the present moment. And that's when you get suffering, at least according to the Buddha. I think he's right. Generally, the times we're suffering, if you actually think about it, it's very rarely due to like acute physical pain in the moment. It's very rarely or someone like beating us in the moment or we broke our arm or we're cut or we're bleeding. Yeah, it's a very real pain in the moment. 99.99% of the time, our suffering is in our head. It's because something that has happened, that's going to happen, that we're worried about happening, something we think we don't have that we deserve. Someone said something and we're ruminating over it. On and on it goes. 99.99% of suffering is in our head. Therefore, to remove suffering, the best way to do that, and some would say the hardest way, but it's definitely something you should be cognizant of, is being in the moment. And so that's kind of what he's saying here. It's all connected. If you remove desires, if you stop constantly thinking that your life should be this, should be that, whatever, you come to the present moment, you get out of the past and future, because the past and future is pretty much always connected to some desire. It's a desire to want to feel better about a situation or to work through something, or it's a desire about something that you want to have happen in the future. Or it's a fear or worry about something in the future, et cetera. When you remove desires, when you come to the moment, you remove suffering. And the default state, as he believes, is happiness. Now, you could say it's at least contentment. Maybe it's not your idea of joyful bliss or anything like that. And you can kind of pursue that on your own if you want to. But I think it's safe to say that for all of us, we want to remove suffering as much as possible. That's the default. That's the baseline. Once we have done that, and we can do that consistently, through the skill of doing it, through the skill of being in the moment and not constantly desiring and worrying and whatever, then with that foundational baseline of clearness in our mind and in our life, we can then optimize for joy and experiences and other things like that. But I believe you have to first remove all the gunk. You have to stop nexting. You have to figure out how to be in the moment. You have to stop desiring. Now, you can desire, but you have to be able to control your desiring. And you can be afraid of certain things, but you have to be able to control your fear. Fear is useful. Emotions are useful. They keep you safe. They keep you probably not doing things that you shouldn't be doing. But when they overtake you and you don't have a control over them, and the monkey mind, as the Buddha say, the monkey mind just goes and goes and goes and doesn't shut up, doesn't stop, doesn't whatever, that's when you have the problem, because that is what suffering is. And it's suffering that is actually self-induced. It's induced because you aren't controlling it. And this is why I mentioned before the importance of taking ownership of your thoughts and then realizing that happiness is a skill. And this is exactly where it starts. That's going to be it for today's show. I hope you got some ideas about this. I want to be covering happiness quite a bit more. I'm going to do a few videos on this, maybe do a series on this. Stop desiring, stop nexting, get in the moment, figure out all the different ways to do that. Meditation, mindfulness, sauna, nature, forest bathing is what they call it now, just going in the woods naked, you know, whatever you need to do to get more in touch with your biology, to get lots and lots of sleep and health. I mean, again, health is the foundation, because without health, your brain doesn't really work the right way. Your brain malfunctions, right? You know, like think about how when you're sleep deprived, you can't think straight. You don't want to do anything. You have no desire to do anything. Get your health right. It's going to go a massive stride in the right direction towards happiness and obviously towards a bunch of other good things. Health, foundational. And one way to help support your health is wildfoods.co, real foods and supplements for better humans. Use code WOWCEO for 15% off your entire order. We got our fish oil that I take daily and give the kids. We got our cocoa butter, our Cocotropic, which is a cocoa and mushroom mix. It's amazing to make smoothies with or to make kind of a nightcap or to just cycle coffee maybe. You'll love the products. I use them daily in my everyday life. Use code WOWCEO at wildfoods.co for 12% off, 15% off. It used to be 12, now it's 15, your entire order. Get in the Better Human newsletter over at colin.coach, and I'll see you in the next one.